Prathius glared at Han's still unexamined hand, then finally used his pincer arm to lift his own chip cards for a peek. Again, Han counted to three before the Kalumai finally laid the trio down.
"I'll accept the bet," Prathius said. "I just want to be sure you're aware the payment might not be in the form you expect. As you know, coordinates tend to be imprecise within the rift."
"How convenient," Han said.
"My answer will be truthful and complete," Prathius replied. "As will yours, I hope. My second question is this. Why didn't you mourn your son Anakin's death as deeply as you mourn that of your Wookiee friend?"
If the first question had been painful, this one felt like a vibro dagger sliding into Han's gut. Anakin had died just a couple of years after Chewbacca, one of several young Jedi Knights who perished on a mission to neutralize a Yuuzhan Vong weapon. Not a day went by when Han's heart did not ache with the loss, when he did not regret every harsh word he had ever said to his youngest son. And yet Kratheus' question wouldn't be easy to answer. After Chewbacca's death, Han had sunk into despair and fled his home for a time. When Anakin died, he had not had that luxury. The loss had nearly destroyed Leia, and Han had needed to stay strong, or he would have lost Leia too. Geb finally asked,
"Well, Solo?"
Han nodded.
"Sure, I'll call the bet."
He waited until Geb put her thumb on top of the deck to deal another chip card, then said,
"But no card for me. Let's see what Kratheus does."
Kratheus tipped his power body forward in a gesture of intimidation, then said,
"If you have no wish to actually play the game, Captain Solo, I am quite sure Marvred and I can learn what we wish to know through more efficient means."
Han shrugged.
"I'm playing by the rules," he said. "I just have my own style. If that's a problem for you, fold."
Kratheus peeked at his hand again, checking to make sure that none of the card values had shifted while they were talking, then said,
"I think not. The advantage remains mine."
He flicked his pincer arm, and Geb dealt him a fifth chip card. Han locked his chip cards at their current values by pushing them into the stasis field in front of him, then turned to watch Kratheus. The Kalumai glowered at Han's cards for perhaps a dozen heartbeats, then gathered his five cards into a fan and lifted them to study. Kratheus' motions were exactly the same as before, and if there was a change of expression, Han could not recognize it on a Kalumai face. But this time, the count reached six before Kratheus laid his chip cards flat, and Han felt sure the value of Kratheus' hand had just shifted.
"So my bet."
Han plucked at one of the lead wires attached to his chest.
"Why all these electrodes and probe needles?"
When Kratheus looked up, his eyes gleamed with comprehension.
"Very clever, Captain Solo," he said. "You have been playing me instead of your own hand."
"Is that your next question?" Han asked.
"Of course not," Kratheus replied. "That was an observation, not an inquiry. My question is this. Why did you love your son, Jason, less than you loved Anakin?"